specifically Devoid Podcasts, bringing you podcasts that are pretty good. Devoid Podcast, podcast excellent from Micah's apartment.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Devoid Entertainment. Wow. We have a very special set of people because there aren't two people, there aren't four people, there are six whole competitors on this very special tag team triple threat edition of Devoid Entertainment. So let's bring out the first team all the way from regular Kentucky. Please welcome the Brainbuster Boys.
Yay, yay!
Micah is toxic. It's upside down.
I know. I had to do it. Because the arrow points the other way.
I beat Bo in the
team. We're here. This is a little bit better, though.
Oh, man. We're going to kick everybody's ass. It's going to be easy. Yeah. We're not going to break a sweat.
No.
Yeah, we're going to beat you all like we beat you all in Podcasting Weekly.
Wow. So you guys probably the most cohesive here. As you two regularly see each other, do you think that is a huge advantage for you guys?
The biggest advantage. Yep. Everyone else is toast. They don't stand a chance.
No, we basically decided to do this when we could take advantage of other people.
You ready? So we'll see you guys in a few. All right, bring up to the stage next, podcasting heroes, podcasting legends, but I just call them Matt and Graham. It is Matt and Graham.
I wasn't ready then for a second, Matt. I thought they were calling up Chad and Diesel, to be honest.
I thought I'd bring an actual decent belt in onto the party rather than some crappy little thing from some washed-up company from North Florida.
I got my belt too.
And I believe I am undefeated in the way of thing that might go as well.
It's true.
Small sample size.
Doesn't matter. Undefeated.
I believe you were unranked, unlike Brett, though. But that's okay. So you guys, clearly British, do you guys think that is a huge advantage?
Naturally, because you're smarter than Americans, you dumb yank.
I was going to say, being in around the New England area, I was hoping that if you have some questions that are related to Old England, then we might have a chance, possibly.
Oh, no.
You got me on your time, Greg. You'll be fine.
Baseball questions. Get the Red Sox questions ready.
I gotcha. All right, well, we'll see you guys in a few. And new to the channel, making their official Devoid Entertainment and overall Devoid brand debut, it is the men that started Visionary Global Media. It is, of course, both Chad and Diesel.
Oh yeah, we are here. And we're not messing around. Bunch of fucking posers. We don't need belts. See us holding fake belts or anything on our fucking shoulders? No, champions just respect themselves as champs. People know.
Save the best for last, that's all I gotta say. Chad, let me get a word in.
It's like true. Now, as probably the people who've known each other the longest, do you think that will hold an advantage, or do you think that could hold a disadvantage, as you'll may know each other too well?
That's a good question.
I think we're probably screwed.
Yeah, I agree.
It's okay, we're all gunning for your third place victory. So, we'll see everybody. Second? Ooh, who do you think's going to get third? Who do you think's going to get third then?
Definitely Matt and Graham.
Ooh. We'll bring everybody back into the fold now. Whoa! We're all here. Look at that. The power of editing. You all don't do that. So, the first game, of course, I mean, it's a classic. And it's not inappropriate at all, and I'm tired of people saying that. I made this over a year and a half ago, and it's not inappropriate at all. It's Netflixipedia, all right? Those are shoes. I've convinced myself those are shoes. It might be poor planning. Who knows? So in this game, Derek, do I have to read the statement? Even though I'm out of country, do I have to read the statement?
Legally, you do have to read the statement.
Damn it, I don't want to legally read the statement. I have to read a statement. Dear Netflix, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I'm a bad person and probably a criminal who should have never said anything bad about your company. I'm sorry to my family. I'm sorry to everyone else's family. I'm sorry to Netflix's family, but mostly I'm sorry to the internet community at large. Now that that's out of the way, so over the course of season one, we, and when I say we, I mean I, have made a lot of jokes about Netflix having a horrible synopsis department, because it's true, and I'll go to court over that. So instead, I have made all of these by myself. All these movies were generated by Barstool's random movie generator, so they were completely random to me. So there are, of course, three hints. You will get year of release, a genre, and an actor who may or may not have been in the movie. And I'm saying may or may not because, as you know, since this is from the top of my head, these might not even be correct at all. But they are to the best of my ability. Any questions not toxic related?
No, I think we are. We just taking it in turns, Swanson. Or we are.
So it's them? Everybody. It's everybody. So I'll read it out, and then you all do fine. I believe in you. You're also not allowed to get mad at me for the descriptions themselves, because though I know a lot of movies, I don't know how to describe them for shit, like Netflix. Number one. I know I'm very funny, Matt. It's okay. Number one, prison mates have to help the main human find a sphere in order to save something. But while looking for the sphere, they find friendship along the way.
Let's go with a genre then, please, Micah.
A genre? I believe this would be considered an action movie.
Year?
2014.
Actor?
Bradley Cooper. All right, I'm not going to zoom in, but Graham, which one do you think this is?
I have absolutely no idea, but since you mentioned Sphere, and I'm pretty sure there's a film called Sphere, I went with Sphere.
Cool. Matt?
I went with Guardians of the Galaxy.
Chad?
I also went with Guardians of the Galaxy.
Can't see it.
Still can't see.
There we go. You didn't write anything. You didn't write anything.
I saw it. It's okay, Chad. You're good. Diesel.
Guardians of the Galaxy. Can you see that?
I gotcha. Brett.
Silver Linings Playbook.
This is why I wanted to be on this show so badly today. Because win or lose, we're going to blast.
I believe that means Beaumont.
Had to guess something.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Can't see it at all.
I can see it at the bottom. He's good.
Yeah.
Do you see it? Perfect.
Yes, lovely. Lovely.
Well, I too have Guardians of the Galaxy.
The great film.
For genre, why didn't you say sci-fi?
It's an action movie. There's action.
Disagree.
I saw the first 20 minutes and hated it and stopped watching, so I'm guessing that didn't happen in the first 20 minutes.
At this point, I would like to audition for a new co-host for Good Cop, Bad Cop.
Hey, that's our shtick. That's our shtick. You get that away. How do you audition hard for that? That sounds just a joke.
I saw it once, but I don't really remember it. So Silver Linings, it was.
That's good. All right. Good. The next one. Flash to the future, where a British spy must now defeat his villain, who has been away for many years.
Genre?
I don't need shit. I got this.
Genre? Comedy.
Oh.
Okay. Actor.
Tom Cruise.
Greg, you look so confused.
I thought I had it, but I guess not.
Got it.
Beaumont, we'll go with you first. Austin Powers. Brett.
I don't know. Mission Impossible 2.
Chad.
The answer is Austin Powers, but it's Austin Powers Gold Member, as Tom Cruise has a small cameo role in that movie.
He does. He does a cameo in that movie, yes.
Diesel.
Scott, Mission Impossible.
Graham.
I normally get one per round if I'm lucky. I might get one this time. I did put Austin Powers.
Matt.
I did put Mission Impossible down because that was in the 90s and Godmember, I'm sure, in the 2000s.
Wow. Someone's going to be really mad at me because this is
Austin
Powers 1.
Yeah. So Chad does not get the points.
That hurts. As you can see, I did write International Man of Mystery first.
I know. You
but then, it. Like a dick, you said Tom Cruise. So I had to know.
I thought that he was in that one too. I was just like,
only in the third one.
I mean, the third one, yeah. Who
cares? Man, it's been too long since I've seen this.
Well done, Graham. The Tom Cruise thing threw me off there completely. I apologize.
I'm going to tell you, Matt, I've never got two right in a round ever. So
okay,
I might as well just watch. I could just spectate for the rest.
You got one. You kept it there, buddy.
Thanks for carrying me, Bell.
No worries, baby.
I'm cashed.
Number three. Cheating in a class has never been easier, as a magic book has cheat codes written in it. Also, some lame stuff happens, like memories and dead teachers.
Year.
2009.
Actor.
Helena Bonham Carter.
Genre.
Fantasy. All right, we'll start in the middle with Chad first.
Oh, shit. All right. I went with Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince.
Diesel.
I only went with a completely wrong answer. I did EVA, knowing that Helena Bonham Carter is not in that movie.
Hell yeah.
Graham.
Well, I thought it was Harry Potter, and then I had 2009, which threw me off the scent. And then you said you'd be embarrassed if you got this wrong as a Brit, so it made me think it was Harry Potter. But I don't even know if that is a Harry Potter spin-off. Deathly Hallows, something like that? I don't
know. Oh, the one after it! Beaumont.
Harry Potter, Half-Blood Prince.
Brett.
Alice in Wonderland. Hey, I know Helena Bonham Carter was in it, right?
She was.
The remake, yeah.
She definitely is.
I'm at least pairing my actors. You can at least give me that.
That's true. This is why Brett lost the first round of the Du Bois Center Invitational, which you can see it right up here, right past Graham's head.
But at least I qualified.
That's true. A lot of people didn't qualify.
But now my partner's carrying me, so hey, it all works out.
It's true. Matt.
Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince.
Let's see what it is. Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince.
Is that the last one?
Second.
That's okay. The sixth one.
I don't think I saw either of the last two. Not making excuses, but fuck. I stopped book. We're stopping.
Number four. God, we're only on number four. Legitimate genius John does math so well, he gets recruited by the U.S. government to crack enemy codes during the war. Or so we think.
Year?
2001.
Can you read the description? Yeah, actor.
Russell Crowe.
Genre?
Thriller. We'll start with Brett first.
A Beautiful Mind.
Oof. Beaumont.
Same.
Chad.
Beautiful Mind.
Diesel.
My mind isn't beautiful. I can't remember what the movie is called. So I was like Gladiator.
Yeah. Diesel's taking my strategy. Are you not entertained?
I would have accepted Diesel and Chad would have won the game if Diesel picked Lamas, but Graham.
I had a student who saw this film and said it reminded them of me, and I wasn't sure if that was a compliment or I think he was had some mental issues, so I'm not quite sure. But yeah, I did have. Oh gosh, I can't line this up at all. There you go.
Yeah,
beautiful mind.
A beautiful mind. They
need to change the font somehow. I don't know between goes.
Yeah.
Get some paper.
And Matt.
I couldn't remember what it was called at first. I thought of Beautiful Mind, and it is. So,
is it?
Or well, is it?
Beautiful Mind?
Yes.
It's a Beautiful Mind.
Yeah.
Almost.
If it was me doing points, I would take half points off for that question. Not knowing.
I shall make sure I don't put that in next time.
Yeah. But you're welcome that Derek's doing it, you Pink World Order probably person. Who knows?
Hell yeah. For life.
Yeah. Too sweet.
Ew. Anyways, number 5. A small business owner enters a sporting competition hosted on the Ocho to defeat the capitalist super gym that wants to take over the town.
Year.
2004.
Genre.
Comedy.
Actor.
Justin Long.
Justin Long.
Got it.
Got it.
Got it.
To be fair, this might be a former Turner tentpole movie.
I would imagine it's probably.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, let's go to people making money from Ted Turner. Not me. Beaumont.
Dodgeball. Brett. A true underdog story.
Yeah. Dodgeball, a true underdog story.
Yeah.
Diesel.
Dodgeball, a true underdog story.
Matt.
I've only written Dodgeball, so I don't think that. Yeah, I've written Dodgeball.
Chad.
Dodgeball, a true underdog story.
Graham.
I have the same issue Matt had. I just put Dodgeball. That was it.
It's whatever Derek does. I don't know.
You don't have to. I don't think ever it's been asked that you put the subheading.
Let's be clear. It's the subheading. Yeah.
Both said it too.
Yeah, I said it too. It is a subtitle.
Well, yeah, sometimes we count subtitles. Sometimes.
No, you
well,
don't.
Both said it too. So far.
We had to count it during Harry Potter. So right. I'm just throwing it out there. I don't
those
know.
Are different films.
We'll let the adjudicator. I will give everyone the points. Oh, thank you.
So it was originally titled Dodgeball, then Dodgeball the Movie, and then Dodgeball: A True Underdog Story. So they've entitled all three of those things.
This is what socialism does. Socialism just destroys the void entertainment, I'm telling you. the next movie. Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Little monsters create a toxic environment by destroying the family every time they eat something.
Year.
1982.
Genre.
I'd say horror. Other people would be wrong.
If it's what I think it is, I think you're right.
Yeah, I think I got it.
I could see it being considered other things, but those would be wrong. Graham.
Was I the only one who was born when this film came out? I'm going Gremlins. Well, I'm first, so you don't even need to see what I've written down anyway, do you?
Brett.
Gremlins.
Beaumont.
Also Gremlins.
Chad.
Gremlins.
Diesel.
Gremlins.
Matt.
Gremlins.
Clean sweep.
It is, of course, Gremlins.
Do not get them wet.
All right, the next movie. Derek's very happy with this movie, I bet. Realizing he married way out of his league, this character must prove to his parents-in-law, his natural competitor, and himself that he is worthy of becoming the worst thing that he can think of, a human person.
Year.
Year.
2004?
Genre?
Family.
Hmm.
See, Derek's agreeing with me 100%.
No, I'm throwing actor in as well.
Eddie Murphy. We'll go with Beaumont first. Chillax him in the shade.
Yeah, he is cooked.
Here, this is wrong. I put Meet the Parents.
We'll go with Chad.
I thought about going with that, Beaumont. We're on the same wavelength. But I went with the Eddie Murphy reference, and I know this movie came out around this time. So I went with Norbit.
What a bad movie. Matt?
I went with Norbit too, but I've got a feeling it was later than 2004. But as what I think.
Diesel.
With the Nutty Professor 2.
Oh. Ooh. Love it.
Brett.
I don't think this is a real movie, but Meet the Clumps.
That is a real movie.
It is a movie, yeah.
Maybe that's it then.
Graham has children. Graham?
Well, it looked like he was going to have to be a Beverly Hills Cop at one point, but I think Fat Albert might be an Eddie Murphy movie. So,
wow. A clean sweep, as everyone has gone wrong, for it is really Shrek.
Of course it is!
Yeah.
How are you
picking sequel for right?
Family and not animation?
Fucking donkey.
Or fantasy? Like, you know, clearly it's fantasy. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I think this is a family movie because I saw this in theaters with my family. I'm sorry.
It is a family film. Absolutely.
Asshole.
I'm mad.
You have to blur your face now, sir.
Drunk idiot.
As we get to the...
Disgusting.
I haven't been drunk since last night, you fiend.
Oh,
so, the last and eighth one, after coming out of a coma and having a child, our space heroine must defeat the creature she battled years earlier.
Genre? Sci-fi.
Horror.
Year.
Oh. 1986.
Oh, fuck. Oh. That changed my opinion.
I guess.
Actor.
Yeah.
Oh, I said Kevin Bacon because he's in like every movie. So that's Kevin Bacon. Let's go with Beaumont.
This is wrong.
The Last Starfight? It could be. Diesel?
Oh, with Aliens.
Fuck.
Brett.
Aliens.
How did I?
Matt.
Aliens, as in the second film.
How did I not know this?
Chad.
See, I thought about going with the second film, but I went with the third film because I don't think she gives birth in the second one.
She has a kid, so she had to give birth sometime. Matt. I mean, and when I say Matt, I mean Graham, because I think all British people are the same.
Older Matt, yes.
I had the same issue that you had, Chad, as well. Yeah, I went Alien 2.
Well,
I couldn't decide.
Well, it is indeed Aliens.
Nice.
There's no sick. Two.
There's not.
Sick.
There's not.
How did I not
see,
know
she
that?
Has a kid in the thing, so that must be her kid,
it
right?
It took me a second, but I watched it earlier this
you
year.
Can have, you can be a mother to more than one child.
See, I went full on, like, her having a kid in the movie, because it actually happens in one of the movies where she births the alien, so that's, yeah, and then, you know.
You're right, but it's also not called Alien 3, it's called, like, Alien...
No, it's called colon. Alien 3.
No!
Alien
3.
Yeah, it is.
No!
The third one is back to numbers.
Yeah, because I was thinking about Alien Resurrection as well.
And then I had
that's
Alien
where she
has the
alien
well.
Baby. Micah, can we go back and change my guess to Prometheus?
We can. As we end the first round with the scores, Chad and Diesel with 45. And in tied first place with 50 points, it is the Brainbuster Boys and Good Cop, Bad Cop Wrestling. All right. Well, in that, we're going to, just like Beaumont, this price is also very whack.
I am whack.
You are whack.
Big time.
Just Beaumont. I believe in you, Brett. I believe that you'll turn to the coalition side.
I'm whack.
Remember the coalition, Derek? I haven't talked about that in a while. So, how this game works is I have found many, many wrestling-related items on the popular e-commerce website, eBay.com. Your job is to figure out how much this item is being sold for. And because it's eBay, it could be for a lot of money or it could be for a little bit of money. That's not up to me. That's up to you. So whoever gets, you know, it closest without going over, that team will get 5 points. In second place, they will get 3 points. If everyone goes over, the closest person will get to that team the coveted half a point. And as we all know, half a points mean everything.
I don't sense any irony in that statement.
There's nothing ironic about anything I've ever said in the history of my life. I
only sense toxicity in that statement.
Let's move on to the first item. All right?
All prices are in pounds, right?
All prices are actually in Indian rupees.
What? Make it Legend of Zelda rupees, and I'm in.
No.
Yes.
Just because you said that. No.
I've already made the decision.
Oh, shit. Well, then I'm going to have to transfer those into dollars. U.S. dollars, that is. All right. The first item, titled WWE, WWF, One Man Gang, Ring Worn, SummerSlam, 89 boots.
Hell yeah. You got picks? Hell yeah.
Picks are didn't happen, am I right?
That's a nice set right there, brothers. Right.
Those were on the feet of somebody that nobody can really visualize, but everyone knows.
Oh, if you can't visualize One Man Gang, get the hell out of here.
We'll go with second place first, Chad.
I wrote $275.
Diesel.
$199.99.
Solid. Graham.
$151.
Brett.
$200.
Beaumont.
It just went high. I went $750.
Hell yeah. I thought about it.
Yeah. I've gone $350.
$350. Well, you can find WWE, WWF, One Man Gang, Ring Worn, SummerSlam 89 boots. Forget this. $6,500.
Oh, whoa. Wow. That a boy.
Boop, boop. Pay $2 for those.
Next item, Dustin Rhodes Ring Worn Western Style Wrestling Boots Vintage Eagle Design, AEW.
Wow.
So I don't think he wore these in AEW, but.
AEW.
You got to get those tag clicks in, you know? So how much for Goldust boots? We will go with Diesel first.
Yeah. $1,384.
That's a good number. All those are different numbers, and all of them are prime numbers. Graham?
One is not a prime number.
One is both a prime and a consonant number. When I say consonant, that is not true. Okay.
And it's also a vowel.
I don't think it's worth this, but I'm playing tactical. $12.
$12. That's smart. That's smart. Beaumont.
$2,000.
Ooh. Brett.
I went even higher. Basically, One Man Gang status, $6,555.
Matt?
$1,250.
Okay, that's $1,250 and not $12.50, or else we screwed each other.
Well, apparently I also thought like Graham did, because I tried to play tag and then went $50.
Damn it.
Well, you can find Dustin Rhodes of Ring Worn Western Style Wrestling Boots Vintage Eagle Design, AEW, for $18,000.
Wow.
Shut up.
The next item. Brand new rare vintage original WWF figure set WrestleMania 18. WCW, ECW, AEW, WWE.
You gotta love that AEW is just tossed into everything. Ooh. That's sick. I actually had
maybe those that.
Exact oh, figures. Wow.
Oh, that's sick.
Unopened and everything.
Unopened and everything. Right. I do my research, people. I am not just a pretty face for this channel. I do okay.
Diesel, this whole game is on you, man.
Graham, what do you have?
Well, since we're going on a numbers theme, I took the first five digits of pi, $314.15.
That's really smart.
Matt?
I went with $359.99.
Ooh.
I like that Matt puts USD after everyone.
I can't do a dollar sign.
That's true. I love it. It's an S.
You can't do an S?
Yes.
I tried doing one earlier, but I thought, is it two S's? Is it two lines?
So Grant, like, you gotta
I can understand if the Americans couldn't draw the pound symbol, because that's kind of difficult. But
yeah.
Not to be able to draw a dollar sign is pretty bad.
That's right.
And somebody who's been to America multiple times as well.
I've never needed to draw the sign. Ever.
Graham,
instead of doing your pizza party stuff, you should just have your children teach Matt, like, American stuff.
Matt, I got a question. When you hit the shift button and push the number 4 key,
pound.
Is that pound? They just swap $1 for pound?
The U.S., the British pound symbol.
Oh, gotcha. So they just swap it out.
Cool. Yep. Look, the pound went on the 3 key for me, and I've got the euro key on the 4.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. That's insane.
What about... What about keyboards made after Brexit? Are they going to have that as well?
I have no idea. To be fair, I've got my Mac with pre Brexit.
It's not going to be made in Britain anyway, so it probably won't make any difference.
Made in China.
The host really needs to get this game back on track.
I thought that was a good detour, personally.
Hold on.
1,000, and there's my drawing of the pound symbol. It's pretty okay.
That's way better than an S with a slash through it. Chad?
I went $615 because why the hell not?
Diesel.
$150.
This is a little quite close.
Brent?
I went, not this one, baby. Went way high. $11,111.
All prime numbers. So.
Things insane.
This item, brand new, rare, vintage, original WWF figure set, WrestleMania 18, WCW, ECW, AEW, WWE, goes for on the popular e-commerce website eBay.com for $550.
God damn it.
Have fun figuring that out, Derek.
I was close, Graham.
You were close,
but close doesn't get you 5 points.
No.
But it could get you this next item. Vintage WWF, WWE, WCW, Wall Clock, 1998, Titan Sports.
AEW.
No, there's no AEW, actually. It's just a clock.
Is tight.
That is toxic.
Like, I like that.
Guys, it's Sable.
Yeah, I know.
It's Sable o'clock.
I want that. That rules.
It sure does. I'm telling you, I do my research. I try to get interesting stuff that I've never seen before.
I know, Mike.
Chad.
I went real, real low on this one. I went
$9. $9. Well, if it was a watch.
I would pay a lot more than that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, I think this is a trickery one.
Nah.
Then I'll be rushing.
Adam, I went, I was on the same thought train as Chad here. But I went,
wow.
Whoa.
Look at that beautiful dollar sign, too. So
I learned impressive. Quickly. I learned quick.
That was sexy.
Beaumont.
Fuck. $20.
Fuck.
Chad. And when I say Chad, I do mean Diesel.
Thank you. $169.
It's never not worked for Derek, so why not?
I don't get it.
$69.
I don't get it. Like, I'm on the outside. Here's the joke. Here's me.
Oh, let's see. And then you'll figure it out.
My phone just switched off. Hold on. I'm putting it back on again. I got to put the passcode in. Well, I figured my tactic wasn't working, so I went childish as well, but I'm glad I put the cents in as well. 69, 69.
Oh!
Wow.
Well, you can find vintage WWF, WWE, WCW, Wall Clock, 1998, Titan Sports. Forget this. Be very proud of yourself. For $69.
Come on.
Get it, Graham.
So, now, So, Derek, the second place, Chad, Diesel, and Brett are going to split the second place one. Have you not been doing the second place one?
Good work. Second place?
Yeah, I said that. You get.
Oh, you did? I don't think he actually said it, Derek.
He did. He 100% said it. I heard him say it.
Well, check the tape. He didn't say it.
He said it.
He did.
Do you want me to rewind? It's going to be hard for editing, but I'll fucking do it. Do it. Do it, Micah. Rewind all the way back. Whoever gets, you know, it closest without going over, that team will get 5 points. In second place, they will get 3 points. Well, whatever. Nobody listens to me, I guess. I just run it.
I guess the question I should have asked at the start is there any change of rules from what normally happens on this show?
Up next, The Undertaker, in all caps, of course, plastic car mug, WWE, WWF, 1992, gently used condition vintage item. So you can put some hot cocoa in this. You can put some not hot cocoa in this.
You can put a beer drink in there, which I'm going to get one.
You sure can. Beaumont.
Okay.
$20. 30.
30.
Ooh, Matt. 25. Interesting. Ooh, now I'm hearing an echo. Graham.
The answer to the life, the universe, and everything. $42.42. Oh, it's not.
See, I get that. I don't get the 69 one, but I get that. Hitchhiker's Guide joke. It was cool.
Good one.
Chad.
Classic. Once again, went real low on this because it was used. $3.99.
Oh, gently used.
Gently used. It's a cup. Relax. Right. Okay.
1898.
Ooh, that's a good
year.
Excellent year.
Yeah.
Excellent year. Yes, I was there.
Banner year.
Oh, Graham was there at least. Matt?
I thought you were my guest.
Oh, then when I say Matt, I mean Graham.
He means Diesel. Also,
probably Diesel.
$4.50.
$4.50? Is that everybody?
Yeah.
I spaced out too. Well, you can find the Undertaker plastic car mug at WWE WWF 1992 gently used condition vintage item for $3,499.99.
What the hell? Was this bitch right here the closest?
No, Graham had 42.
Oh, 42. Yeah, I do. Yeah, well, I got second.
Yeah, you got second.
Oh, there is no second place today.
Was that good?
It's only first place. Yeah.
Put a sock in it, Chad.
No way.
Wow. You were close. Can I say, for the benefit of the tape, everyone listening and not watching, I think we've just seen six eyebrows jump off their foreheads. That
wouldn't it be 12 eyebrows? The next item. WWE Divas Championship Belt / Real Leather / Adult Size in parentheses replica.
Shit.
Oh, I have a picture too.
Do yeah, we need to
we'd
see
love it. To see it. Oh,
God. Oh, it's hideous, isn't it?
Yeah, Bill.
So, Chad, what do you think? How much do you think this is?
I decided to go for it all. I don't even fucking care anymore. I don't know. I said $45,999.
That's the logical booking right there.
Diesel.
$299.
That's a better guess. Matt.
As someone who's bought a title belt, I know what value a decent belt goes for, and that's not a decent one. I'm going to say $169.95.
Beaumont.
I was going to do $350, but I'm just going to do $150.
$150?
Yes.
Brett.
No Matt, sense.
Matt, you and I, same logic. $167.
Graham.
I wish Chad had just drawn the infinity symbol. I went with 15, 15.15.
Hell yeah.
All prime numbers.
You know, I don't think it's going to be close to 46,000.
No, it's not.
One in five are.
They're digits, not numbers. And one is not a prime number, still.
It's a prime digit. You're right. You can find the WWE Divas Championship belt / real leather / adult size in parentheses replica. Forget this. $190.
That's me then.
Matt, no, that was good.
Oh, it's me. Diesel.
What Diesel?
Diesel closer.
But Diesel. Oh, I thought it was Brett. I thought it was Brett.
Wait.
No, Matt was above me. What did Diesel say?
It's $299.
Oh, so you went over. So I got over.
Oh yeah, I went over.
Yeah.
Good job, Matt.
I went over.
The penultimate item. Can you believe that this is only the seventh item? WWE Event Folding Chair - Rare Starrcade, November 24th, 2018, Cincinnati.
Rick Flair. Yeah.
Woo. Yeah.
Didn't go to that show.
I hate this game.
You got a picture? There you go.
Rare.
It's right there.
Hmm.
Is there any autographs on it or anything? Just a chair?
It's probably got sweat on it.
Ew.
It's a chair. We'll go to Diesel first.
How about Sin?
$1,999.99.
We will go with Matt.
I'm going to go $185.
Hold on.
$1,400.
Chad.
I decided just to take one number out of my last guess, so I guessed $4,999.
Graham.
Oops. $222.22.
All Graham numbers.
We agree for once.
For once. And Brett.
$299.
Well, you can find. Can you believe this? You can find WWE Event Folding Chair - Rare Starrcade November 24th, 2018, Cincinnati. Ric Flair for $600.
Mm.
Woo indeed! $600 for something strong. The final item.
Final stupid item.
The final. final regular priced item, or not. WWF WrestleMania 1 Madison Square Garden ticket stub, Hulk Hogan, Mr. T, Piper.
Hell yeah.
Not what Piper Niven.
What about Mr. Wonderful Paul Orndorff?
Rip.
It's like
he's right there. He's right there.
Yeah, but it's yeah, but it wasn't in the title.
It wasn't.
That was half a ticket.
Yeah, because it was just at the door.
It was a stub. Have you never gone to the movies? I did last night, and I accidentally walked into the movie an hour late.
Wow!
How did you walk in accidentally?
Okay, how does the box office person sell me a ticket of an hour, movie that's been going on for an hour?
Some people may. I suppose that's a fair answer.
It was 10 o'clock at night. I saw 10:15. I was wrong, I guess. We'll go with Diesel first.
$120.
It's a number that has never not failed Derek. Graham.
I went for the year I was born this time. 1947.
Nice. $19.47?
Yep.
Beaumont.
$200.
Brett.
$252.
Matt.
$15,000.
You son of a bitch.
Chad.
15.
Well, you can find WWF WrestleMania 1 Madison Square Garden ticket stub Hulk Hogan Mr. T Piper for $9,999.99.
I was right to go high, but went too high. Damn!
In second place with 55 points is The View from the Top Rope Lads, and in joint first place with 65 points each.
Joint.
It is both. See, I can be funny too. It's Brett, Beaumont, Matt, and Graham with 65.
Hey everybody, Future Mike is speaking. Editing this, I actually did do second place points for this. So the actual scores are View from the Top Rope, 56.5 points. Brainbuster Boys 78.5 points. Good Cop, Bad Cop 69 points. So I actually did something helpful. Enjoy the rest of the show.
As we enter the final game, which is, of course, Trip and Let Die. So how this game works is I have two wrestling categories. That's right, because we know wrestling. I have two categories that I'm going to select. So how it works is that each team is going to go at a time, and you'll have a chance to, like, correspond and whatnot. And there will be, and you'll have to name things in that category. So, such as wrestlers who exist. If Chad said John Cena, then Graham and Matt would say Roman Reigns. But if Brett and Beaumont repeat an answer or say an incorrect answer, they will be eliminated.
How many points are on offer?
Obviously, if you get eliminated first, 0 points. If you get eliminated second, a solid 5 points, and if you, 10 points for the whole pot. The first category, and I'll give you some time to think about it, is NXT champions reverse chronological. So from the current to the first. So whoever the current champion beat, and whoever he beat, and whoever he beat.
Oh, wow.
We're going to start with view from the top rope. So who is the current NXT champion?
Karrion Kross.
Yeah, we don't need to speak on that. That will be our final answer.
Surprisingly, that is a correct answer from view from the
top rope. Oh, thank God. Whew. All right, one right.
All right. Good Cop, Bad Cop. Who did Karrion Kross defeat?
I know this one, Graham, but... it's Ev's boy. I'm not 100% certain.
Go ahead.
Finn the Prince Balor.
It just says Finn Balor, but I'll give it to you.
That would be a real dick move, even for you, Micah.
Yeah, it's a real toxic move. Brett,
isn't that the reason we got to go second, so Matt could think about Finn Balor?
I got the first two right, Brett. I was actually impressed with, you know, maybe able to go up this list.
Yeah. This is the tough spot, but I know the answer is Karrion Kross because it was he vacated it.
I would have accepted vacated or Karrion
Kross. That was going to be my question. Where does vacant fit in? Mm-hmm. Here we go.
But there you go. But I was gonna give either answer, but I'll give you both of them. Woo! So it eliminates both of them. Chad and Diesel. That is also correct. That's also correct.
I thought we were all kind of discussing it with Chad, but we'll take it.
Matt and Graham.
All you, buddy.
Keith Lee, he beat Adam Cole because he came in multi double champion.
That is true.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, you better get that one.
Brett and Bo.
Johnny Gargano.
That is also true. View from the top rope.
This one was either vacant or Tommaso Ciampa.
Final answer?
Does it have to be one or the other? Or
final answer?
It's
yes.
I'm gonna accept both of them because it was vacant and then Tommaso Ciampa. All right. Matt and Graham.
Why is it you can name, like, every single thing on a random Raw event from 25 years ago, but you can't remember something from, like, a year and a half ago?
Because Ciampa's been in a lot of title matches, and I just remember who he won it from. I'm sure it was Aleister Black.
Wow, that's correct. Brett and Bo.
I know this one.
Yeah, you do know this one. Andrade Cien Almas.
This is a fact. Bouncing back up to a view from the top rope.
And then that's after this is beyond.
Drew then, right, Diesel?
I would concur.
Drew McIntyre.
That's true.
Deserves so much better.
Don't talk to Vince about it. He doesn't like to hear about that.
Drew McIntyre, I'm sure he defeated the glorious Bobby Roode.
He did. Who did he beat?
Shinsuke Nakamura.
That's also true. Chad and Diesel.
Samoa Joe.
That's also true. Matt and Graham.
And Samoa Joe beat Shinsuke Nakamura for it.
That's also true.
That was just when I started watching NXT, I think. I'll see if I remember
Brett, that. Brett and Bo.
Samoa Joe.
Didn't he? Is that that's right? Right, Derek.
Yeah, he beat more than twice.
Yeah. All right. Chad and Diesel. What'd you say?
Finn Balor.
That is also true. Matt and Graham.
Balor won it the first time. He won it from KO because he'd just gone up to Raw and he had to lose it because he was on the main roster. So yeah, he beat Kevin Owens.
Holy that shit. Is also true.
We're going to go. We're going to make it. Sami Zayn.
Solid.
Neville.
Yep, Adrian Neville.
That's also true. Matt and Graham.
Oh, my God.
Neville. He believed. Bo Dallas.
Wow. Also true.
Wow.
Brett and Bo.
So, oh God, I know wow. Seth Rollins was the first. Shit, I shouldn't have said that. But I think it is the artist formerly known as Big E Langston.
That is true. I would have accepted also Big E, as he is concurrently known. Chad and Diesel, why don't you top us off?
Seth Rollins.
Everybody's getting 10 points. That's
damn.
That's impressive. I don't think I could get who Sami Zayn beat. I think I could confidently do everything else, but
I just remembered looking up Big E at like I didn't watch it. I didn't watch till Bo Dallas, but like, I remembered that factoid.
Yeah, I was more worried about the more recent champions than I was the earlier. Like I could from the beginning, like I could that was easy. Once we got going,
then it was all coming back. And then I'm like, yeah, Joe and Nakamura both won it. They swapped it back and forth. Yeah.
Once we got back to Andrade, after that, I was like, all right, this is a cakewalk after Andrade. But it was getting to Andrade for me because I was like, fuck, what order are all these new guys been in?
This one is going to conceivably be harder because it can go on for a lot more. Is WWE pay-per-view main events.
God.
So okay.
Last match of a WWE pay-per-view card, not a network exclusive. A pay-per-view card.
Oh, God.
Roman Reigns versus Edge. Put the name in pay-per-view?
No, you don't. If you want, but Matt and Graham.
Okay, so the one before that would have been Hell in a Cell, which would be Bobby Lashley to Drew McIntyre in a Hell in a Cell match for WWE Championship.
That's true. Brett and Bo.
Can someone help me with the event or no?
Fuck I mean, no.
Someone, if they want to.
Okay, so you mentioned Hell in the Cell. I guess it was WrestleMania Backlash, right? Which I don't think they did Drew and Bobby back to back. So who did Roman face then? I haven't actually watched this. It wasn't Cesaro versus Roman Reigns.
That's good for you. Surely, good for you. Chad and Diesel.
WrestleMania triple threat, I think. So Roman Reigns, Edge, and Daniel Bryan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Matt and Graham.
Matt, so I just want to check though. Was that like a night two? So you got to do night one. I just want to make sure.
I think that's right. To do that way because it was two separate nights. It was two nights of the same event, though. But they both had main events. So
can we ask that question, Mike?
I think it should be separate, right?
They're separate. You could pay for them equally. Except for one.
Okay, that's the case then. That is Sasha Banks versus Bianca Belair for the SmackDown Women's Championship.
Yeah. If you want to add a stipulation, you can. But, I mean, I wasn't asking for it, but that's cool. All right. Brett and Beaumont.
So I'm lucky that I've actually watched more WWE this year than in the past couple. So Fastlane was Roman Reigns and Daniel Bryan.
That's true. That's true. Jan Diesel.
What was the main event of Royal Rumble, Chad?
The main event of Royal Rumble? Wow. That of... Shit. I don't know. Was it one of the Rumbles?
Is that your final answer?
I'm going to go with the men's Rumble.
The sure. Men's Rumble? Final I'm sorry. Answer. That's incorrect.
Right, so... The one they named before that, the one they named before that, as in the Brain Butter Boys, they named Reign versus Bryan.
Mm-hmm.
The one before that was Elimination Chamber, not the Rumble.
I thought they got that, because I was doing it by months, and I thought they'd got it wrong, but I couldn't think
what now, the main event was the Elimination Chamber match, but the last match was The Miz cashing in his Money in the Bank contract. Andre McIntyre.
Yeah, that's fuck you, Vince, and fuck you, Bruce, right, Brett?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
It sure is. That sure is what. Yeah. That yeah, sure is the main event is. Of yeah. Elimination Chamber.
So now I believe would be the men's Rumble.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Right.
Good luck, buddy.
Could you imagine right. If you had to flip people? Brett and Graham would be not happy.
The next one after that, before that. So this is not network specials. This is pay per views.
Yes.
So there's obviously no NXTs in here. That would be TLC then, and that would be the Firefly Inferno match between The Fiend and Randy Orton.
Yes, that is correct.
The fact I've made it this far is impressive. I know we're at Survivor Series.
Mm-hmm.
Did they do a Survivor Series elimination? I know they've recently, yeah, they've been doing those champion v champion matches. Oh yeah, Roman versus Drew.
It's true.
Damn.
I was hoping to get that one wrong. Okay.
Now I'm lost. I'll tell
okay,
you.
Okay, so
it's gonna be tough for me here.
Before Survivor Series was Hell in a Cell.
Wow, they did it twice in that span.
Well, Hell in a Cell, they brought it forward to have it in the Thunderdome this year.
Yeah.
Hell in a Cell, and so which one did they have first? Which one did they have last? Relatively sure they had. Yes.
Matt, why don't you tell me what two you think, and then I can always... I know I'm of very little use, but if you're unsure between the two, I might at least remember which one of the two was last.
Reigns the Uso and McIntyre Orton. I'm really sure
Reigns Uso was really early on.
I'm
pretty sure that's true.
You made my mind up for me, Graham. I'm going with Drew McIntyre and Randy Orton in a Hell in a Cell match.
That is correct.
I watched it with the boys. Because I'm obviously Mason's a big Roman Reigns fan, so
that was the weekend I got my dog, so I remember that very clearly.
I feel again, I don't know what the show is, but I feel like it's probably one of those two matches again. Because I wasn't really watching these. This is not when I was really watching yet, but.
See, my head's hurting because I'm trying to think ahead in case they get this right, Graham.
Well, I'm out of my element at this point. But like, or could they? Was there anything in the women's division that could have been that big?
I don't know.
Yeah, obviously, this is nice not having Chad and Diesel here. We can just
talk about it. Yeah, it really is. I will go Reigns versus Jey Uso.
That is correct.
Oh my god.
What was the show?
Clash of Champions.
Oh, I forgot they're in chat.
Never in a million years could have gotten. I just felt like they flip-flopped the main events, so.
It's some logical booking, isn't it?
Good call. Right. Good call.
Right, so that's Clash of Champions. Then that means that, by logic, SummerSlam would be before that. And I know they've made a bit of SummerSlam because it was a whole big deal when we knew Paul Heyman was with Roman Reigns. So that's The Fiend versus Roman Reigns versus Braun Strowman for the Universal Championship.
That's true.
God.
Woo.
I'm
really blind.
I'm pretty cooked here.
Yeah, wish I could help.
SummerSlam, I mean, Money in the Bank, maybe. At that point, who was Roman even feuding with back then?
Well, so the Money in the Bank match is not the, you know, the headliner or the main event.
We're in pandemic times now, though, right? I know there was that greatest wrestling match ever match that was sometime around this point.
And this is.
We're into like July of 2020 at this point.
And so this is.
Go ahead.
No, this is Money in the Bank, right?
I don't know.
Oh, you don't know? Okay, I get you.
Point, because they've changed up the. And I'm just trying to think who. Drew was the champ for a bit. I'm going to go Drew Orton.
I am sorry. That is incorrect.
Bravo, Matt.
So I've got to get this right now, haven't I?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it could obviously WWE Championship. See, that's the thing. See, they weren't really Drew wasn't really main eventing because he was against Dolph Ziggler this sort of time, if memory serves me correctly.
First of all, are you agreeing with what Beaumont said? Because I thought it was Money in the Bank as well. Are you agreeing with that part?
No.
Oh, you're not? Okay.
No. Money in the Bank was May.
Okay. So that was the one before this.
And I think I was wrong last time. It wasn't SummerSlam. That was Payback. So SummerSlam will be before this one, before the one I just mentioned. So I feel that the main event of SummerSlam was Strowman versus The Fiend, because The Fiend beat Strowman for the title, and that's when Reigns made his big return and speared the hell out of him.
That is 10 whole points for good cop, bad cop wrestling.
Incredible. Never in a million years that I've gotten that.
Nah, that's for the Matt Attack Productions, 10 points.
I can't believe I made it that far, honestly.
Yeah.
But that was fun.
My head hurt.
Welcome back, fun. Diesel.
Thanks, Graham. I appreciate it.
So is that it?
So, our final scores.
Hey, everybody. Future Micah. Here are the real scores. So, in third place with 66.5 points, it is the View from the Top Rope Boys. In second place with 89 points is Good Cop, Bad Cop Wrestling. And in first place with 93.5 points, it is the Brainbuster Boys. Dispute all you want. This is a fact.
Michael, on that note, is there any room in the coalition?
What's up?
Any room in the coalition for me?
Oh, we'll talk about it on the next episode.
We'll talk about it next time. It's all good.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Maybe. I thought you were Pink World Order, but that's okay. Diesel and Chad, are you Pink World Order? Who knows?
I'll turn here. It's all good.
We all are.
Well, thank you all for coming. Please plug away your various television, and when I say television, I mean podcasting programming. Chad Diesel, you want to? You're like the parents.
I wasn't paying attention to what you said. I don't speak, Micah.
Diesel, tell our social media shit.
You can follow me at Diesel _VFTR. Follow Chad on Twitter at Chad's _mind or at View from Top Rope. What else you want to know? Chad, you can do the rest.
Listen to all the podcasts. I'm not your bitch boy. Visionaries Global Media, such as View from the Top Rope.
I'm very salty that we lost.
Holy
5,000. Yeah, come on.
Brett and Beaumont, you wanna plug away?
I guess.
Hi, we are the Brainbuster Boys at Brainbuster Boys on Twitter and on the Visionaries Global Media Network.
We have a new episode coming out in like 3 hours.
Which this episode is coming out in like 1 month.
2022.
So, Chad, we have an episode to you in a few hours. And, yeah, at Brainbuster Boys on Twitter, hopefully Instagram soon. I get my head out of my ass. And, yeah, we have fun. Bye.
And 1,000 Beaumonts on TikTok.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I haven't been on there in a while, so.
But you have been, because this is in the future.
Well, motivate me.
yeah, we might be on Instagram at this point.
Yeah,
boys.
And our winners, our glorious winners, you want to do anything?
I better go first. Matt, you can start thinking because you've got a longer list to do than what you just did in that last round. Follow the podcast that I'm on at MGB Wrestling Pod and at JGB_Jackson for Jackson's Goofy Brawls. Could do with a few more listeners. It's been a couple of tough weeks recently. Oh, and of course, at Good Bad Wrestle, obviously.
Simple. Find me at Bad Attack UK. You can find me on everything from Visual Global Media pretty much all the time as well. I pop up all the time on there. And every now and again on Techers as well. Radio Techers. Follow them for all your soccer needs.
Well, from all of us here at Specifically Devoid, I've been me, you've been you, and we'll see you the next time.
We're out of here.
See you, Talk. Boom.